This is a podcast of the City of Fairbanks City Council meeting. Stand by for the call to order, or else we'll be joining the meeting already in progress.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Fairbanks City Council regular meeting this April 8th, 2024. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Tidwell?
Here.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Here.
Mr. Ringstad? Here. Mr. Marnie?
I'm here.
Ms. Rogers?
Here.
Mr. Cleworth?
Here.
Mayor Pruse?
Here. Would you please rise for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance?
We are grateful for another opportunity to gather in service to the citizens of Fairbanks. May we focus on the issues before us this evening with clarity, fairness, and good intention. Amen.
Amen. Ms. Tidwell, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag, to the flag, United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Madam Clerk.
Okay. Is there ceremonial matters this evening, Mayor?
We don't have any.
Okay. We are at citizens' comments, oral communications to the City Council on any item pertaining to city business that is not up for public hearing. The total comment period is 30 minutes, and testimony is limited to 3 minutes. Any person wishing to speak needs to sign up on the list located in the hallway. Respectful standards of decorum and courtesy should be observed by all speakers. Remarks should be directed to the City Council as a body rather than to any particular council member or member of the staff. In consideration of others, please silence all cell phones and electronic devices.
Okay, first up, we have Mr. Robert Shields. Come on up. You'll have 3 minutes, and please give your name for the record.
Good evening. My name is Robert Shields, S-H-I-E-L-D-S. I live out in the McGrath Estates. Good evening, folks. So I sent you guys an email this afternoon updating you on things that are going on. And about a year ago, you guys passed a resolution to support our mildly ambitious economic development standards. And so we had a little delay with finding a local developer, but we found one who's got over 20 years of experience, and she will be up here for our summit. And first of all, I wanted to, I know this is a one-way conversation, but hopefully we can get it answered at some point. I noticed that the documents that we had provided for the historical preservation of the Polaris about vertical farming and all that kind of stuff had made it into the draft, and I was just kind of wondering what we could do to make sure it gets into the final cut. So that's the first thing. And then I just wanted to update you guys and let you know that we have been able to secure, the local pipefitters union has been willing to sponsor this year's summit, and they're bringing up Daryl Oster to speak about new types of technology that could provide us with a lot of economic opportunities, especially around transportation. This is very much related to our interest in the Polaris, because as I pointed out in the email, the reason that we've been so interested in that particular site or that building has more to do with the context of how Fairbanks looks when it prospers, when it thrives, and how we'd like to see that again. And so we're making investments to try to bring up speakers and to make deals that can move us forward in fulfilling our obligations with the bridge and with Nugent and with you folks from last year. We also managed to get unanimous resolutions from the borough and the utility, as well as a letter of support from Ashley Carrick. And so these things are once again moving forward with the spring breakup, and we have a summit coming up in April, the 21st to the 22nd. The last two events will be here in the North Star Borough, and would like to ask for support. Anything you can do to help us get more people there, anything you can do to help us get the word spread. And then basically we'd like to be able to present some of our ideas on what we'd like to see for the Polaris. But I think it'd be a good idea, if it's possible, to coordinate a meeting with you guys, or a work session or something first, to discuss the challenges and opportunities going forward and what we might be able to do together. So I think that's about the summary of our report for tonight. I thank you guys for all the hard work you're doing, and happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Shields? Thank you, sir. Appreciate your testimony. Next up, we have Victor Boobridge. Now, Victor, I'm going to chew you out. You missed last week's last meeting. And we were worried. If you ever start missing a meeting, you let the clerk know that we know you're okay.
Well, no joke. I'd went down to Las Vegas for a week. Oh, excuse me. My name is Victor Booberge. My name and file is on record. And when I got back from Las Vegas, a couple days later, I had a heart failure or something like that, and I was within a few hours of dying. I got myself to the emergency room, and I've been in the emergency hospital over there in the ER for over a week with heart failure, and I got released on Friday. So you're lucky to even see me, period.
we're grateful to see you. It was very noticeable. It was very worrisome, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate that. Now.
Okay.
Now. Okay, while I was in the hospital, I spoke with many of the nurses and the attendants and stuff there, and a number of them, I think, are probably military wives. And so I'd ask each one of them, I probably asked 10 or 12 different ones, well, what do you think about that new airport and Steese and Richardson Highway intersection? And they told me how horrible it is, the worst thing ever that this city has done, and that there had been more accidents in that intersection this past year than ever before. So, you know, I didn't see Chief Dupuy here this evening, but maybe somebody can comment on it. Is it really just more accidents now with your new multi-million dollar, you know, not the city, the state, you know, but, you know, spending over $40 million for that intersection to end up with such a piece of you-know-what with an island out in the middle. You know, what is going on? You know, I'm not no smart person. I'm just a regular dumbbell. But, you know, I don't know who's behind it. You guys are all involved in city, state, local, municipal government. You know, who's looking out for the people? You know, I've talked to numbers and numbers and numbers of people since that intersection. And out of all the people, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens, I have not found one individual that says they like the results of your $40 million investment. You know, so I don't know. You know, now I hear they want to do it up there by Seekins Ford. Maybe look into it and, you know, see, you know, is it really necessary to destroy the traffic pattern that's been good since I've been here basically almost 50 years, since 1975, and I'd never had a problem with that intersection until last year, until after you got your new stuff in. So I don't know, maybe, you know. Okay, update us on the Polaris. Okay, thank you.
Are there any questions for Mr. Booberge?
Thank you,
sir. Next on the list, we have Mr. Bill Wright.
I'm hearing that also. I can neither confirm or deny that.
Could be a squeaky fan.
Yeah. Mr. Wright, please state your name for the record.
Hello, good evening. My name is Bill Wright. I am at 717 Farmers Loop Road. I am not a city resident, but I am here in my capacity as Director of Tourism and Meeting Sales for Explore Fairbanks. Thank you for the opportunity to give an update, Mr. Mayor, distinguished city council members, Madam Clerk, and Mr. Attorney. Since my last report, our Tourism and Meetings Department has hosted several familiarization tours and site visits, including tour operators, travel agents, and meeting planners from around the globe. This February, we hosted our 8-person U.S. travel agent training FAM, and in March, we welcome back our biannual European tour operator winter FAM, as well as a familiarization site visit from Japan that included representatives from major Japanese airports and travel agencies who are aiming to bring back the annual Japanese passenger charters next winter. As is typical of the first quarter, we had a robust outside sales agenda. My team and I deployed to trade shows and consumer shows in key domestic markets like Chicago, Denver, Los Angeles, Bay Area, Seattle, Vancouver, and Dallas. We also attended B2B domestic tourism trade shows in Nashville and Lake Tahoe. Internationally, we conducted sales missions in Switzerland, Germany, India, and Australia and New Zealand in February, and last month joined Brand USA's sales mission and represented Fairbanks at the annual Airline Route Planners meetings in South America. Speaking of air travel, passengers at the Fairbanks International Airport in 2023 increased by more than 5% over 2022, and through December had edged closer to 2019 numbers, hitting 1,063,015 passengers, or just over 97% of that record year. 2024 is already off to a great start, and through our partnership with Fairbanks International Airport, we'll soon see more seasonal capacity in summer 2024 with a return of United nonstops from Chicago and Denver, as well as Delta Airlines Minneapolis direct service. 2024 hotel motel occupancy rates are trending a bit down at less than 1% over 2023 through February. And the $185 average daily rate is up 8.7% year over year. This concludes my remarks. Thank you for your support and partnership of our world-class destination, and I'm happy to answer any questions. The first answer I have, though, is it's this desk that's doing the little squeaking. There it goes. If there's an earthquake, we'll know it. Okay.
And if there is an eclipse, we can witness it.
Well, I have a few seconds left. I would like to add that today on the Today Show, I don't know if you guys all saw on the Today Show, they were talking about people looking up to the sky for the eclipse, but also other cosmic phenomenon. And they did a story, and Fairbanks was the top of that story for our Northern Lights viewing. So that was great to see, too.
Ms. Sprinkle, do you have a question?
Condor Air fly out of Fairbanks this year?
We are not.
Is that something that you guys are going to chase back down? Or
we have been trying to change that. It's been a challenge for them economically. They haven't been able to make the finances work for them to do that extension from Anchorage. In the meantime, there are still three flights nonstop to Anchorage in the summer, and we do what we can to market to those flights in the meantime, with folks adding on Alaska Airlines as an extension and a through fare for that part of Alaska, for our part of Alaska.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions for Mr. Wright? Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Great day.
Also up next is Mr. David Vandenberg. Please state your name for the record. You'll have 3 minutes.
Thank you. My name is David Vandenberg. Address is 332 Slater Drive, and I'm here tonight as the Executive Director of the Downtown Association of Fairbanks. And would like to lend our support. And let me just say it's, I suppose, qualified support we've had. I didn't provide my board a whole lot of time to consider this, but I think safe to stand on a statement of support for your resolution 5115. We have supported the city's effort to get more revenue in the recent past. We supported the excise tax, the increase on the excise tax, and we supported your move to 20%. We believe in the city's in the city having a stable revenue budget to provide the services that the city needs. So we want the city to have what it needs, but we think this exemption makes a lot of sense for the reasons that you stated in the resolution. So just wanted to come tonight and express some support for your resolution. Thank you,
Mr. Clayworth.
David, thank you for coming down and doing that. I'm going to take advantage of you while you're here. Solstice celebration is going to be on what day this year?
It's Saturday the 22nd of June.
June 22nd, okay.
Noon to midnight downtown, and we're it's going to be on the same basic kind of footprint.
Same floor plan, so to speak.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Vandenberg? Seeing none, thank you, sir. Madam Clerk, is there anyone signed up online to testify?
No one has signed up, sir.
Is there anyone in the audience here who wants to testify? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Madam Clerk.
We are at the approval of agenda and consent agenda. Consent agenda items are indicated by asterisks. Consent agenda items are considered together unless a council member requests that the item be returned to the general agenda. Ordinances on the approved consent agenda are automatically advanced to the next regular meeting for second reading and public hearing. All other items on the approved consent agenda are passed as final.
Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda? Is there a second? Mr. Ringstead? Does any council member wish to pull any items from the consent agenda? Mr. Clearworth?
I'm going to pull under new business 12B, the one we were just talking about, resolution 25115.
Okay. Is there any other items to be pulled from the consent agenda? Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. Madam Clerk.
The consent agenda approved resolution number 5114, a resolution authorizing the City of Fairbanks to apply for funds from the Alaska Highway Safety Office for the federal fiscal year 2025 DUI Traffic Enforcement Unit, introduced by Mayor Pruse. It accepted the Historic Preservation Commission meeting minutes of December 5th, 2023, the Clay Street Cemetery Commission meeting minutes of March 6th, 2024, and the memorandum regarding Fairbanks Police Department budgeted positions. Returning to the general agenda, we are now at the top of page two, special orders. The Fairbanks City Council will hear interested citizens concerned with the following alcohol license application for renewal. Public testimony will be taken and limited to 3 minutes. This is for license number 5780, doing business as Jazz Bistro Havana Nights.
Do I hear a motion to waive protest on the alcohol license renewal application? From Mr. Marty, is there a second? From Ms. Tidwell, is there any citizen here wishing to speak on behalf of this renewal application? If so, please come up to the front. You'll have 3 minutes. Seeing none, public testimony is closed. Council, discussion? Ms. Clearworth? Ms. Sprinkle?
What does no match found mean?
It means there were no records that were responsive to the search criteria entered by the Fairbanks Police Department for call reports in the period searched.
So it's quiet and cool and good. Okay.
Mr. Marney.
I think this is the first one I've seen in 4 years that had no complaints.
My real estate office is directly across the street, and their hours of operation are basically from about 5 to 10 p.m., Tuesday through maybe Saturday, Sunday. Great food, no issues. Period. Great food, no issues. Good band once in a while, too. So I encourage all of Fairbanks to frequent this establishment. Any other discussion?
This is June. May I add a comment, please?
Certainly, June. I'm sorry. Yes.
This business that we're reviewing here is just, it exemplifies all of the comments whenever we're talking about having a refreshed downtown and everything. Having boutique businesses and everything. This business exemplifies that whole aspect of things. And I think the one thing that is lacking here is community support of this business. It's a very difficult thing to have the complexities that this family has developed there. And their stick-to-it attitude is to be admired, and we need to be more supportive as a community. So I think that's all I have to say about this.
Thank you very much, Ms. Rogers. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to waive protest, Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clearworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marney?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad? Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
The motion to waive protest passes by a vote of 6-0. Madam Clerk.
Report, Mayor's comments and report.
Okay. Had a nice celebration on Friday with the Polaris commencement of destruction. Thank you for the Public Works and the Engineers Department doing a lot of work down there to get it done. We really enjoyed ourselves. The Island Homes, we're starting to put together a package where starting in 2025, hopefully we'll be revamping the subdivision over a 1 to 2 year period. And Mr. Marnie brought up a good thought of having public outreach to that neighborhood once we start putting more plans together. And as we come with that, we will have more information for you. I read in the paper that the police are often called to the mass transit center over there at the corner of 5th and Cushman. And sometimes response times are 20 to 30 minutes. So I had the chief of police and I had Christy put together a report for me. You know, it was eye-opener. We have to classify that as a nuisance property. There was 103 responses. There was 103 calls there, of which out of that only 10 were of critical priority. So luckily, basically the majority of it is trespass, things like that. But on the critical time frame, the average average response time was 4 minute dispatch, 4 minute travel time for an 8 minute total response time. On critical time frames, on your things like trespass, 10 to 15 minutes. What gets me is they have security there, and that is a problem property, and you hope that their security can keep the riders and the people who work there safe. I have an office across a parking lot, and that is a problem property of downtown. And but it's a location for affordable transportation and public facilities, and so hopefully the borough gets more private security in there to take care of some of the issues that arise. But our police officers, they respond quite fast when in times of need, and just wanted to put that on the record. And that is my report. Thank you, Madam Clerk.
We're at first round of council member comments.
Ms. Tidwell.
I don't have anything at this time.
Mr. Clearworth.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a comment on Victor's testimony. I too, am a little baffled by the Steestchel, the Airport Way and Richardson intersection, I must admit. I was not on fast planning when that took place, and nor was I on the council, I think, when that was deliberated. But I know what the mayor and I have done on fast planning now is taking a good look at the Steest Johansson, which you did refer to. We saw a video, a simulation of how that intersection would work, and I thought it was very well done. I don't know if you agreed with that or not, but I liked the way it worked in there, in the video that we saw at fast planning. So I have a lot more faith in that one. I think it makes sense. I am buffaloed by the other one, just as you are. I'm not sure what we really gain there. But anyway, thank you for your comments.
Ms. Rogers, comments from you, please.
Well, good evening, everyone. I want to thank you all for your helping me through a pretty difficult time for me with so many different things. And you don't all need to get what I've been experiencing here. Sitting amongst you would probably result in a few of you having to call in and Zoom also. And this is I know that there's a lot of comments about Zoom attendance of meetings. I attend a lot of Zoom meetings. This particular meeting, I think it's important to be there in person, and I do that as much as I'm able, and I'm not really able and right now to do such, and I thank you for your indulgence of what's necessary for me right now. And Mayor, just a little fun comment here. As befuddled as I am right now, I do know that it's not morning. You look back in the
they're recording. You said good morning to all of us when we first opened the meeting. I don't know if that's a test for me to see if I'm actually on point or
that eclipse threw me off. That eclipse threw me off.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much again, all of you. I appreciate the opportunity to participate in this way.
Ms. Rogers, I believe we all believe that your graceful presence is missed, and we hope you get back here healthy soon.
Yeah, so. I'm trying.
Mr. Marnie.
Well, on Friday, Ms. Sprinkle and myself and Mike Sanders and Danny attended Sergeant / Lieutenant Laska's retirement party. Good attendance. 30 years of total service, military, and he might have done some private, did some stuff in Colorado, but 12 total years here in Fairbanks, and it, what a guy. The city will miss him.
Mr. Ringstead.
A couple of things, similar to yours, Mr. Mayor. I was out of town Friday. Didn't make the Polaris thing. My granddaughter went with a bunch of her buddies from high school, and they thoroughly enjoyed it. Had a good time. Thought it was really cool and appreciated the fact that you let them go through the building and see it. Most of those kids have never seen that building open. So they wanted, before it went away, they wanted to actually go inside it, and they did. So thank you for your efforts on that, and hopefully the next steps proceed successfully. Your second comment, I was driving down Cushman Street about 5 o'clock, and there was three gentlemen outside the bus transit center, and one of them was a security, the other one was in uniform. I don't know if it was one of ours or one of theirs, but there was a gentleman giving him what for out in front of the building, and they were very tactfully trying to explain to him the error of his ways. And so there's one more for your list that happened 2 hours ago. So I agree that that's something we need to look at, and we can't continue that way. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Ringstead. Ms. Sprinkle.
I'll just piggyback and say that the retirement for Lieutenant Laska was very, very, it was an honor. I'm so glad I went. So I was late because of that, to see you spray paint our senator against the wall of the Polaris. I'm sorry I missed that, but it certainly looked like it was a festive moment.
I enjoyed every moment of that, too.
Anyway, so I think that, you know, this was a very, very busy weekend. I'm exhausted already thinking about what we've accomplished, but we have a fun city, and I'm glad we're all here for it and doing service towards it. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sprinkle. Madam Clerk.
All right, we are at unfinished business. Ordinance number 6277, an ordinance authorizing additional matching funds for the Cal Street Reconstruction Project and amending the 2024 capital budget. Introduced by Mayor Prus. This is second reading and public hearing.
Councilor, do I hear a motion to adopt ordinance number 6277? Mr. Ringstead, second by Mr. Marnie. Is there any citizen here wishing to speak on ordinance number 6277? If so, please come forward, state your name, residence for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes. Seeing none, public comment is closed. Council discussion? Mr. Cleworth.
Thank you, Mayor. Bob's not here tonight, I don't think, but I appreciate him being here at the work session that we had the other day. My concern with the project is that third whereas, where you see it growing from 7.2 million to 15.8 possibly. We don't know for sure. In the TIP that we have, the budget for this year is 5.9 million, unless that's been changed. I don't remember. I'm just going by the current one the two of us have. So I'm not sure with the freeze that's on there how that's going to work. I would say that, you know, go ahead and adopt this and wait for the testing of the soil. But if we get into a situation where we're spending millions and millions of sending dirt to Oregon, I got to think there's a better way to spend that money, whether it's to scale down this project and put the money on the other pot of cowls where we don't expect to have that kind of contamination and get going with that sooner rather than later might make more sense. But I guess what I would ask, Mayor, is that we're going to go ahead and prove this tonight, but once we get the costs on that, I think there's a point where the council needs to kind of get involved and say, yeah, that makes sense, it's reasonable, it's doable, or no. You know, if we're spending $3-4 million sending dirt somewhere, maybe there's a better use of that money, or we can transfer it to another road project. I don't know how the rest of the council feels about that, but I think we could get a much bigger bang for our buck going somewhere where we don't have to send contaminated dirt somewhere and get some projects done.
Mr. Ringstead.
Thank you. I was kind of having the same concern. I mean, in our discussion the other last week, I mean, we were shooting in the dark. It was pretty clear in the explanation that until we go out and do our soil tests, we don't have a clue. And we're, I mean, there's a big difference between $5 million and $15 million. You know, we don't know what we're going to spend, what we've got in the budget now versus these numbers. But I think we have to go forward and at least find out what's there or not there, this case might be. I kind of go along with your theory there, Jerry, and I say that when the soil testing is done, we ought to take a look at this because that extra several million dollars could go a long way someplace else, and we need to figure out if this is the best way to do it.
Ms. Sprinkle.
Initially, I thought we had two pieces for this whole street, and I think we got an email from Bob saying the increase was to include both two ordinances. Does that sound right?
Mr. Clayworth, go ahead and answer that.
I don't think so. Yeah, the tip that I have in front of me, Sue, is from February 23rd of this year, and I don't recall. I checked the last packet we have, and we didn't have a new tip in there, but it's budgeted for this summer for $5.9 million.
Okay, fair enough. So we had one part going from First Street to Airport.
Yes,
and
this
then
is
Airport.
Phase, it's called Phase 1.
Okay.
And that's what's in this budget here. Phase 2 is not included.
So this part then doesn't talk about the concern near the
Right. As far as I understand, this is only for Phase 1, which is Airport Way South.
That's.
Oh, it is south.
That's
okay.
Not the way
this
I
is
not,
yeah, this is.
I think it's a combo.
Yeah.
I was putting the two together, I think.
Anyway.
That's what I thought.
In review of this, it's very rare that we put anything out there. We don't know a precise cost. This allows us to go forward, and you can bet as soon as we know, you're going to know, and we'll discuss this again and go through it. That site has been problematic in different ways, and until we know, then we can make good decisions and see if it does work. And like Jerry said, you know, this is a lot of money to put at something if it's out of the question of fiscal doing it. And when we get there, we'll know. They're trying to get the environmentals done. And as the returns come in, you'll know. And good decisions will be made by this council. Yes, Mr. Ringstead.
So my understanding, make sure I'm understanding correctly, this summer what we're doing is doing soil testing. Basically, that's the only real piece we're doing at this point. But I'm not sure where the money, that's money we've already appropriated to do the soil testing? I'm not sure where that is.
I think that's what this is.
No.
That's a part of the overall project with fast planning. Yes, Mr. Marnie.
Well, I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but, you know, this is the second time we've run into an issue that we can't handle hazmat materials in our own state. And I think that's not good. You know, the military being here since the 30s or the 40s, I mean, I've heard numerous stories of, you know, contamination. I don't know if we need to get a hold of our senators and try to get to, you know, get a ball rolling and try to find out what we need to do.
Actually, last December of 2022, with the issue of the Polaris concrete contamination, I had an hour discussion with the Commissioner of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation down in Anchorage. It was during an AML meeting. I sort of escaped and had a meeting with him. And he, when he first came on board as a commissioner, there was one, he had one person working on the permitting process through the EPA to get a site designated in Alaska, and he put five other people on it. And then on Friday, I was talking about it with Senator Murkowski. They are working on it. It's a permitting process of, you know, I don't know the exact details and how long it takes. But it's recognized, you're absolutely right. With the events that we have here, they have to send it outside for storage. Now, usually from a military side or a federal side, that's their blank check. But now state and local governments are paying for it. So the state's starting to recognize the need for an on-site storage facility and where that will be and how that will be. But I know the DEC is working on it because they've recognized it too. And how long it's going to take, who knows. But the process has started, and Senator Murkowski, she also recognizes it and is helping to press that issue. So, yeah. Anyway, any other further discussion on Ordinance 6277? Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
On that motion to adopt, Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Ordinance number 6277 passes by a vote of 6-0. Madam Clerk.
We're at new business, item B. That item was pulled. It's resolution number 5115, a resolution requesting the Fairbanks North Star Borough consider exempting its tax of tobacco products within the city of Fairbanks, introduced by council members Cleworth, Sprinkle, and Marnie.
Okay, do we have a motion to
adopt?
By Mr. Cleworth and second by Ms. Sprinkle. Mr. Cleworth, you're not only one of the writers of this, but you pulled it.
I did.
So why don't you start us off?
I just want to say one of the problems that I think we have had with this and folks have had, and Councilmember Marnie can kind of chime in, is that I think the sponsor at the borough originally agreed with the position of the city. And the impression that we had when I had going into that meeting a couple weeks ago was that there would be an amendment from the floor to handle this excise tax the same way that they handle sales taxes over at the borough. There was an attempt to amend it by another assembly member that failed. But then it got to the main motion and it passed on a 5-4 vote, which is pretty close. I think the frustration I had is that signals have been given not only to a council member, but to a local business person who testified there too that the amendments would happen, and then they were not forthcoming. I just wanted to bring that up. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Ms. Tidwell.
I wondered if I could be added.
Of course,
on
you
this
can.
One.
Okay. Now, what I find worrisome, be it most or whatever, is the first time in our history, the city and borough, one body of government, without discussion or input from another, has placed an economic imbalance on businesses inside the city versus outside the city. That's what this tax did. And will they do that on future taxes? You know, we have a alcohol tax, a marijuana tax, a bed tax. Is this now the opening? This is the first time ever. And then also, a lot of the discussion was purportedly for reducing smoking, and they specifically referenced children. And what this ordinance actually did was it placed, due to this taxation disparity, the cheapest place to buy cigarettes now is directly across the street from West Valley and Hutchinson High. That's what this did. So anyway, I found so many issues with this that I don't think they went through this very soundly. And there's consequences. We have quite a distrust now in some of the things they do. It barely passed. The mayor, Bryce Ward, could have vetoed this, but he did not. So it passed. Here it is. And then a few years ago, if you recall, Ms. Rogers, Mr. Clearworth, myself, the borough passed a time frame for alcohol sales to increase the time frame because one business out in the Goldstream Valley wanted to be able to sell from their package store later and earlier. And our police were against this because what it does. And they passed it with vehement opposition from the city. So sometimes they go in a direction that I just find questionable. And this is one of them. I do hope that they reconsider. I do hope that they take your resolution seriously. I do hope they understand the errors of their ways and what they may not have perceived that is now perceptible for them. Time will tell. Mr. Marnie.
Well, I've been thinking about this a lot. And I would like to ask the assembly members, the mayor, what would they do if the shoe was on the other foot? How would they react to this? That's a question for them to answer. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
This is June.
Ms. Rogers.
I'd like to have my name added to this also, please.
Okay. So we also have Ms. Rogers and Ms. Tidwell. And Mr. Ringstead. Well, let's make it a clean sweep. Put my name on there, too. Tom, you want to be on there, Mr. Chart? Okay. Is there any more discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the vote on Resolution 5115?
Mr. Ringstead?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Clearworth?
Yes. Resolution number 5115 passes by a vote of 6-0. Madam Clerk?
We're at committee reports and council member comments.
Ms. Tidwell.
I don't have any committee reports. I would just like to add, the Polaris celebration last week. I thought that was great. A good large group of people. And I'm really looking forward to all the ideas that come in for that space. I'm excited about it. So.
Mr. Marnie.
Well, I'm going to do my normal spring safety jumbo. Please, neighborhoods are 20 miles per hour. There's some excuses to that, 25, but kids are soon to be out of school. They're riding their bikes, and I know my neighborhood, there's two streets that if we had enough patrol officers, you could make bank. Thank you.
Mr. Ringstead, Ms. Sprinkle.
I have an upcoming meeting with the Riverfront Commission in a couple weeks, so hopefully I'll have some news to share, but otherwise I have nothing to talk about.
Ms. Rogers.
I'd like to echo Mr. Marnie's comments about speeds in zones where we can make a difference in the expectation of tragic circumstances of accidents. And one of the things I note in my particular neighborhood is that there's a lot of trees that are hanging, lower branches hanging down into the areas that have the 20 mile per hour speed signs. And if we could ask Public Works to make this a priority so that people are forewarned as they go down a street of homes that this is a reduced speed area, maybe we can help the incidents there. And let's see here. I'm sorry, I'm drifting a little bit. The circumstances of some of the discussions that we've had tonight are all issues of working together with the borough. And I've spoken about this before, not just the borough, but other entities of decision makers in our community. And until we all work together in a way that helps this community to prosper, we are not going to be successful. We must examine and figure out ways of working together on all things, all subjects, not just roads, not just intersections or whatever, that we are a very small community with a lot of governing body voices, and the need for us to hear each other is probably the most important thing about some of the reports that each of us make. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rogers. Mr. Clearworth.
Thank you, Mayor. And just a thank you to the city clerk and city attorney for getting resolution 5115 done so quickly and making, I know I made one change, maybe somebody else did too, and you incorporated everything. And just thank you for getting that out before the deadline for posting. Appreciate that. And June, we hope you come back soon.
I'm trying.
Madam Clerk.
I have nothing to report. Does the city attorney?
Nothing to report. Thank you, everybody, for your commitment to the community.
Do I hear a motion by Mr. Clayworth to enter into executive session?
Move that we go into executive session to discuss one item, Fairbanks Firefighters Union Labor Negotiation Strategy.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any objection? Seeing none, we'll reconvene at, say, 7:30 and go in for executive session. Thank you. What time is it?
City Council met in executive session, discussed one item. No official action was taken. And before we adjourn, I think Sue and I would like to add to the next work session, bringing up the Cowell Street project again and having Bob attending if he could.
Which one?
That's it. We have
the north side or the south side?
The whole thing.
Both. Okay. Do I hear a...
she yawned as she said it.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Maybe.
So moved. Any objection? We're adjourned at 8:13.
This concludes the podcast of the City of Fairbanks City Council meeting. Please visit us at www.fairbanksalaska.us.